Foreclosures knock at the White House.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. On this Thursday morning, our special coverage of the fallout of the financial crisis starts with housing. After dealing with the credit and banking crisis, the Bush administration looks ready to take on foreclosures. FDIC Chair Sheila Bair is speaking to the Senate Banking Committee today. The Wall Street Journal says she'll offer a plan encouraging banks to keep troubled homeowners in their homes. Marketplace's Dan Gretsch has more.
For months now, there's been a passionate debate on Capitol Hill over whether to assist homeowners who are in over their head. But a consensus is now emerging that we have to slow the rate of foreclosures. James Angel is a professor of finance at Georgetown.
I personally agree with Sheila Bair that it can make good economic sense for the taxpayer to make an investment through some kind of tax credit to help resolve this in a smooth way.
But renegotiating mortgage terms is difficult because loans have been parceled into complex securities. To make matters worse, some homes have second mortgages, bringing another set of players to the table. And no one wants to bail out speculators.
When you've got somebody who's underwater on their mortgage, and they can afford to pay the payments on the current market value, but not on their existing level of debt, our society has an interest in keeping that person in the house.
RealtyTrack says foreclosure filings in the third quarter were up 71% from a year ago. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Alan Greenspan will also go in front of Congress today. In prepared statements, the former Fed chief says the current crisis is, quote, a once-in-a-century credit tsunami. New applications for unemployment rose 15,000 last week to 478,000. Jobless claims above 400,000 are considered a sign of recession. Right now, the Dow is down 85 points, just over a percent, to 84.33. The NASDAQ is down 21 points, 1.3% to 15.94. The S&P 500 is down 10, 1.2% to 885. Markets in Europe are still lower, and all of Asia was in the red today. Let's turn now to Marketplace's Scott Tong in Shanghai. Scott, we know earnings worries are part of the drops in Asia. What's the bigger picture?
Global recession. That's the fear that the markets are worrying about. A couple weeks ago, we thought about the industrialized countries, and we knew they were going in the wrong direction. But we thought maybe we still have these emerging markets that the world can kind of rely on. It doesn't seem like we have those anymore. South Korea on this side of the world, which used to be the poster child of economic reform and growth, it's seeing its currency tanking. We know Pakistan has gone to the IMF for help, and Hungary is going through this currency crisis. So it doesn't seem like there's anywhere to hide in the world anymore. And the markets are reacting to that fear, even though some of the fundamentals of these economies don't necessarily look that bad.
Well, that's the thing, Scott. The emerging markets especially were not as exposed to the toxic assets.
Right.
Why are things moving so quickly then?
What has moved really quickly is the world of currency. It's turned upside down in a hurry. Before this crisis, the dollar and the yen were weak against most of the currencies in the world. Well, that has just flipped, because investors have pulled out of these emerging economies. So that's hurt those countries. And it's hurt all the investors who bet on some of those countries. And so they're flocking to the safety of the dollar and the yen.
All right. Marketplace's Scott Tong in Shanghai. Thanks so much, Scott.
You're welcome.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Bantam Books, publisher of The Snowball, Warren Buffett and the Business of Life, The Biography of a Man and His Ideas by Alice Schroeder, and by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Conversations from the Corner Office, Dialogues with Top CEOs, is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management. Online at shrm.org.
Barack Obama will air a half-hour primetime special next week on three major television networks. John McCain will not. Marketplace's Steve Henn takes a look at McCain's options with the campaign strapped for cash.
John McCain's cut back on TV spending in New Hampshire, Wisconsin, Colorado, Maine, and Minnesota. He's pulled the plug on Michigan.
You know, he's in essence in a shouting match with a man with a megaphone. So he can't win that contest.
Evan Tracy runs the Campaign Media Analysis Group and tracks ad buys for candidates. He says to counter, McCain needs the equivalent of a political brush fire.
He has to look for ways to amplify his message beyond advertising spending because it won't be competitive in these final 2 weeks with Obama probably outspending him at least 2-1 overall and probably 4-5 and 6-1 in some of these battleground media markets.
Obama's campaign has used his TV buying power to create new swing states out of those that were once safely red. Shanto Iyengar teaches political advertising at Stanford. He says that makes McCain's mission even harder.
They're going to have to invest scarce advertising dollars in states that in the past were typically taken for granted.
If McCain's forced to spend money in North Carolina or Indiana, he has to cut back in Florida or Ohio. While Senator Obama's running a 50-state campaign with national airtime, McCain is micro-targeting.
Calling for John McCain and the RNC.
Using robocalls.
You need to know that Barack Obama has worked closely with domestic terrorist Bill Ayers.
Tracy says these cheap robocalls can deliver extremely negative messages to receptive audiences without risking a backlash that a similar ad on TV might stir up.
At the end of the day, it'll be a negative message that cuts through for Senator McCain.
And if he's going to win,
he needs to be more negative. I mean, I know people probably cringe when they hear that.
But Tracy says McCain's best weeks in the campaign were months ago, when McCain spent his time attacking his opponent and the press.
He's the biggest celebrity in the world.
For creating a cult of personality out of a political campaign. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
It does seem everything's softening in this economy. Madame Tussauds Wax Museum in D.C. is trying to keep attendance from melting by cutting admission prices. You can now see a waxy President Bush, Bob Woodward, and Jackie O for $10. That's less than half the price a year ago. Share your view of the economy at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thank you for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.